From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Senate Democrats who thought they had found a way to hold on to the needed 60 votes to get a health care overhaul bill passed are apparently going to have to return to the drawing board. NPR has learned that Senate Democrats are preparing to drop a provision that would have opened Medicare to younger recipients from the bill. Independent Joe Lieberman had been threatening to join Republicans in blocking the measure over the provision. With the clock ticking, there have been increasing doubts over whether the Senate will be able to move a health care overhaul bill through before the end of this year. President Obama has reportedly invited all 60 members of the Democratic caucus to the White House tomorrow, where he's expected to press for action on the legislation. The president met with some big Wall Street bankers today, hoping to convince them to provide more credit to help small business owners hire additional workers. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Obama says Wall Street banks got extraordinary help from the taxpayers during last year's bailout. Now the financial system's on more solid footing, he says, banks have an extraordinary obligation to help rebuild the economy. He complained that while some banks have taken steps to boost credit for small business people, there's still a lot of room for improvement.
I'm getting too many letters from small businesses who explain that they are creditworthy, and banks that they've had a long-term relationship with are still having problems giving them loans.
Mr. Obama also warned the bankers they should be supporting a proposed overhaul of financial regulations, including a new federal agency designed to protect consumers from predatory lending. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Citigroup has become the latest big bank to announce it's repaying its federal bailout money under the government's TARP program. New York-based financial firm says it will repay $20 billion borrowed under the program. Citi received $45 billion in government loans. ExxonMobil has announced plans to buy XTO Energy, a Texas company primarily involved in natural gas exploration. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The move by the world's largest publicly traded oil company underscores the growing role that natural gas may play in the nation's energy future. XTO, based in Fort Worth, claims about 45 trillion cubic feet of gas, mostly in Texas and neighboring states in the Southwest. The acquisition fits into Exxon's plans to move into other forms of energy besides oil. The company has said it will establish a new division that will concentrate on unconventional resources. Energy industry analysts expect other large oil companies to make similar moves to capitalize on the potential of natural gas. The deal is the energy industry's largest acquisition in 3 years. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 29 points to end the session at 10,501. The Nasdaq climbed 21 points today to close at 2,212. That was its highest close in some 15 months. The Standard & Poor's 500 index was up 7 points today to close at 1,114. This is NPR. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton acknowledged today a year-long effort by the U.S. aimed at pressuring Iran to abandon its nuclear efforts has fallen short. Speaking at the State Department, Clinton said while the U.S. has offered Iran a chance to participate in discussions, she added it is clear that effort has, quote, produced very little. Clinton said additional pressure will likely have to be applied toward Tehran to persuade the country's leaders the international community opposes a move by Iran to obtain nuclear weapons capability. Police in Pakistan say they have seized luggage from a hotel in Karachi believed to belong to the Americans arrested last week on suspicion of links with Pakistani militants. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Pakistani police are reported to have found 5 travel bags containing clothing, a mobile phone, and a copy of a best-selling book titled The Pact. The manager of the Karachi hotel, where 3 of the Americans first checked in, said they stayed one night and left without telling management. 5 jailed American men have been accused of using Facebook and YouTube to connect with extremist groups in Pakistan. A source with knowledge of the investigation said the group had contact with a figure named Saifullah, but there are no leads on the identity or location of such a person. Pakistani investigators believe the Americans were headed to Mianwali, a district in the northern Punjab beside the troubled Northwest Frontier Province. No formal charges have been brought against the Americans, but the Lahore High Court ruled they cannot be deported until there's a judicial review. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Crude oil futures fell today. The price of crude oil was down 36 cents a barrel, ending the session at $69.51 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.